In Antarctica, emperor penguins are losing their habitat due to climate change. The US Fish and Wildlife Service announced new protection for the penguins under the Endangered Species Act. The penguins will be listed as a threatened species because the sea ice that they live on is vanishing. If nothing is done to limit carbon pollution, experts say 99% of the world's emperor penguins will disappear by the year 2100. Let's bring in Shay Wolf, Climate Science Director at the Center for Biological Diversity. Welcome, Shay.
Hi, thanks for having me.
So emperor penguins use sea ice to breed and find food. What has the reduction of sea ice meant for their ability to survive?
Yes, emperor penguins have been hard hit by the loss of sea ice and the early breakup of sea ice, which is driven by the climate crisis. And in particular, you know, penguins, these emperor penguins need reliable, stable sea ice. And this is the fast ice that's connected to the Antarctic continent. They need that reliable sea ice from May when they lay eggs to June when their chicks hatch. So it's really critical for breeding. And as ocean and air temperatures have become hotter because of the climate crisis, that sea ice is disappearing and breaking up earlier in many parts of Antarctica, and that is devastating for emperor penguin chicks. So in recent years, you know, penguins have suffered, you know, catastrophic breeding failures at some colonies when the sea ice broke up early before the chicks were ready to swim and before they had enough insulating feathers to survive those really cold waters. So thousands and maybe tens of thousands of chicks drowned and died.
Oh, that's just devastating. And I feel like this was something that scientists have known was coming, right?
Yes. Well, for, you know, over a decade or more now, there have been study after study showing that, you know, the loss and early breakup of the sea ice is threatening penguins, emperor penguins, with extinction, and that they need, urgent climate action now if they're going to survive. You know, those studies and now this, you know, endangered species listing are a clear warning that, their future, their very existence depends on whether our government takes strong action now to cut the fossil fuels driving the climate crisis and pushing emperor penguins toward extinction and, you know, harming all of us.
So I do want to ask you about why it took so long, but very quickly, what specifically could be done right now? Like, what does protection look like for emperor penguins, given that the ice is melting? It's not like you can create an ice sheet to help the baby chicks not drown.
Yes, that's a great question. And of course, like you just, identified the key problem is that we need, you know, immediate rapid cuts in the fossil fuel pollution that are driving the climate crisis. And emperor penguins, you know, are suffering because of fossil fuel pollution. You know, frankly, the more oil and gas companies drill, the more emperor penguins will die. And that it's clear that President Biden, you know, should use his existing authority to phase out fossil fuels and transition to clean, renewable energy. And that will save, you know, these amazing penguins and protect the rest of us. But on top of that, you know, the Endangered Species Act listing can spur international conservation actions. So it'll be very helpful in getting emperor penguins more protections under the International Antarctic Treaty that the U.S. is a part of, you know, getting them special conservation status and protecting important areas for them. And really importantly, it helps reduce other threats to penguins. So, for example, U.S. federal agencies now have to ensure that U.S. industrial fisheries and fisheries imports into the U.S. that are fishing in the Southern Ocean, where the emperor penguins forage, that they don't deplete the penguins' key prey resources like Antarctic krill. And that's important because the U.S. is a big krill importer.
And the head of the Fish and Wildlife, Martha Williams, said the listing highlights a, quote, growing extinction crisis. How does the emperor penguin serve as a symbol of the worsening climate crisis?
You know, it's really a devastating situation. We're in a climate crisis and an extinction crisis where 1 million species are at risk of extinction. And the emperor penguin is being driven to extinction, you know, by our fossil fuel pollution. Emperor penguins are so beloved. They are amazing creatures. They survive some of the harshest conditions on the planet. And if we can, you know, protect emperor penguins, you know, we can help protect all of us.
Shay Wolf is Climate Science Director at the Center for Biological Diversity. Thank you, Shay.
Thank you so much.